As I was a-walkin' one mornin' in May, viewin' the wild flowers of nature seemed gay, I spied a young couple on Erin's green shore. They were viewin' the ocean where the wild billows roar.
He sends pretty Polly, or the girl I adore, to be parted from you. Well, it grieves me heart sore. Your parents are rich, love, and angry with me. And if I tarry with you, I ruined will be. So she dressed herself up in a suit of men's clothes, and to her old father she immediately goes. She purchased a ship and laid down the demand. It was little he knew, 'twas from his own daughter's hand. She went back to her true love, and this she did say: hurry up, lovely Gianni, we've no time to stay. They hoisted their topsails and hurrahed with joy, and away on the ocean sailed the Lady Leroy. When her father found out how he cursed and did swear, he sent for his captain and a bad'un prepare. Go seek them and find them and their lives destroy, for they ne'er will enjoy my bold Lady Leroy. This captain was pleased with his orders to go, to seek them and find them like some 104. He spied a fair vessel with colours let fly. He hailed her and found she was the Lady Leroy. And he's bade them return to old Ireland once more, or broadside and broadside upon them would pour. This brave Irish hero has made this reply: we will never surrender, we will conquer or die. Then it's broadside and broadside on each other did pour, and louder the cannons did roar. This brave Irish hero has gained victory. Hurrah for true lovers, they'll always run free. They landed in Boston, that city of fame. Of the other ship's commander, I'll mention no name. Here's a health to pretty Polly, long may she enjoy her proudest of lovers and Lady Leroy.